podcast. Today we're doing something a little different. Yvette and I are actually together rather than on Zoom as we normally are when we see you guys. So today we wanted to do something fun, something different. We thought it'd be cool to do a vision board together as we're talking. We'll be working on our vision board. If you guys want to do your own vision boards, that would be great. And kind of just do a little fun Q&A, get to know us a little bit better. And yeah, so we thought it might be cool.
Yeah. If you guys don't have any ideas, I mean, all I did was grab some like inspirational. What's my word for the year? Mine was intention. So I did that, and then I looked around other words that people have used in the past, and then I just put them all on a flyer on Canva, and then I just printed them out. So I'm going to cut from there, and I also have some that were already pre-made. So I don't know. I'm not a creative person, but we're trying.
Same. Back when Yvette brought this idea up, I kind of was like, well, maybe I'll just do like a list, because I'm not like a visual creative person. I'm more of a list kind of gal where I kind of just check things off my list. But yeah, we're trying something new. We even have colors, and you can just basically do anything to make this yours. We do believe that vision boards are powerful, right? They're a way to manifest things, to kind of motivate you to get certain things done. It doesn't have to be so much pressure applied to it, right? It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but maybe just like some goals of certain things that you like to do. For example, I love reading, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna manifest that I'm gonna read 50 books this year, right? So anything that you may be already doing in your daily lives.
I think mine was straight to what I already do, and then I was like, I think I just have different areas I wanna grow in, like not necessarily have new goals. For my business, I've been doing it for 2 years. It's like having that be my long-term goal and growing that. For me, it's like, it's a win-win when I can get my community involved as well. So I feel like that fills my cup much more than working for somebody else. And sometimes that doesn't work for everybody, but for me it does. So this year I'm gonna have different goals and different growing areas where I wanna build on. That is my business, my family, traveling, a whole bunch of different things that I have in mind. So when we're done, we'll show you our end piece, but for now, we're going to start.
And as we're kind of working on this, we thought it would be fun to do like some rapid fire questions, some Q&A questions, and also some, you know, would you rather this or that questions. So we will kind of be doing that as well as we're talking, so it's not just you guys just looking at us and as we're cutting stuff. It's
So it's not boring, guys, I promise. But if you would like to do your own, I mean, you don't need much. You can go to the dollar store and get supplies, colors, magazines, print things out. Go to the local library. One thing that I did learn, Sonoma County Library allows you to print up to 10 colored pages. Or 30 black and white pages if you need for free a day. So if you didn't have resources, you don't have printers, you can go to the local library and get that.
I didn't know that. That's awesome to know. Is that where you printed all of your
time? No, I have my own printer, but we were doing the vision board for the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, like we had that. And I was running low on ink, so I was like, I have no option but to go to the library. So that's what I did a couple of days, because I didn't have the bandwidth to do more on my errands list, so I was like, I'll just do this. And I don't know what it is in me, like I feel like I'm so used to shopping online sometimes that it takes every inch out of me to go anywhere, and like I only do my weekly runs or like my grocery runs, and I have set mindset for that. But if I have to go elsewhere, my kids will want everything and anything, and I don't go out unless I have to go pick up my kids and then go. Because I'm like, I will get much more things done if I'm just more efficient and productive with the tasks that I have on hand before they get out.
Yeah, same. I try to do everything before I have to pick up my kids from school, because once you pick up the kids from school, I don't get anything done.
I agree. It can be...
My time is no longer mine, and it's all around.
I feel like that's where I need to be, so this year, that's mine. I clock out at whatever time I have to go pick them up. But, I mean, it's so hard. It's so hard as a business owner not to answer the phone, not to answer anybody. Okay. And then you also have to be, like, you're the one-man show, you know? I'm not a man, but you know what I mean. It's a one-woman show. But for now, it's all me. So if you ever need anything, I'm on Instagram at Smart Accounting. I answer anybody's questions. I don't charge for questions. Need a consultation, we'll charge you whatever you can what is that? Like, I do free discovery calls here and there as needed, as I see the need. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people take advantage of it and they don't even show up. So I'm like, this is a waste of my time.
Yeah.
Not trying to be rude in any way, but I'm like, can this be respectful of everybody's time? Because, I mean, this is the way that I pay my bills and how I feed my kids. So it's like, if you can't, like, you're a business owner, I would think you would understand that, because that's why people always have deposits up front, and when you do any kind of service, everybody wants deposits. So when it comes to finances, like, why can't we do that?
Yes.
But I don't have the heart to do it to some people, and it's hard, but it's like, you're never going to feed anybody if you don't do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom does a lot of, like, free consultations too, but, you know, it's hard sometimes because, like you said, people don't show up, and then you just wasted, you know, an hour or 2 hours of your time when you could have seen somebody else that maybe would have showed up.
Exactly. That, or, like, you could have worked on admin work. Like, you could have done something else. They're like, oh, well, you're just sitting there. You could be working at the same time. You should have known. I'm like, what? How am I supposed to know you're not showing up? Like, what? I'm like, oh, like, I understand. People have emergencies. People have last-minute things, but, like, we're all adults here, we're not kids. Like, if we could just communicate, it'd be great.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in any, like, the way I say things sometimes is sounds very blunt, and I get that from my grandma, sorry. But I'm trying to get the point across without coming out blunt. Like, that's not, I have a heart, I promise.
Yes.
Somewhere in my sleeve.
She's very, very nice, I promise,
And also let us know, guys, if you kind of like this.
Episodes
are just more of us together episodes. Please let us know, and we'd be happy to do more of these. That it's not as serious as maybe some of our other ones, right?
Yeah, I know some people are like, why are you so serious on camera? I'm like, these are serious topics. Like, it's hard. Sometimes I find myself laughing, like, and I'm like, I was laughing at anxiety. I was laughing at these people going through. But it's not that. I'm literally resonating with you and, like, getting nervous while I'm listening to your story.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've been there. I've heard that. I've done this. You know, it can be rough.
Or sometimes, like, you just, I don't know, some people laugh, you know, when they're nervous or scared or anxious or afraid. Like, it's just a human reaction. It doesn't necessarily, we're not making fun of anyone or trying to make anyone feel bad.
I think it's just sensitive sometimes when we forget. So I'm like, when I go and edit the videos, I'm like, I was laughing, let's put this out. I can't do this.
It doesn't all have to be so serious.
Yeah, I get it. It's a balance.
Yeah.
I mean, harmony. Balance isn't always a word because some people take that too serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my weekends can be calm sometimes. Sometimes they can be crazy. It's just the balance of what's on schedule. But
yeah,
it's more harmonious because when I say balance and I try to do work-life balance and I'm trying to concentrate, if something takes me 5 years to do it and I'm sitting on the bot, I get so frustrated and I'm like, oh, this is taking up more time than needed, and then I'm like, now I lost 3 hours of my kids, and now I'm trying to do this, and I don't know, the mom guilt was bad.
Yeah, mom guilt is a real thing, boys and girls.
It is.
So let's do some rapid fire questions. If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Oh god, I was literally thinking about it. I was like, I don't know. It's gotta be like some kind of chaotic rhythm, but I don't know that I have a theme song, and then I'm super bad with memory right now, like, don't ask me what a name is, like, of a song, unless it's, like, something I have on repeat 100 times, but nothing about it.
I feel like mine would be, like, that Katy Perry song where she's like, you're hot, then you're cold.
Oh my god, yes!
Because, like, seriously, feel sometimes like I'm going crazy. Like, I'll be fine 1 minute, and then I'm depressed the next.
Yeah.
And then I'm having a great day, and then I'm having the worst day. But
being a girl is hard. Yeah, right? I think the hormones and the stress of life, the routine, everything that we have to do. I think societal expectations are big too, and people don't talk about it. It's like, it's real. It's a real thing. Like, when you become a mom, like, everything hits you all at once, and you don't have a minute to, like, soak it in.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, in the midst of it. You're like, I want to have my kid fed. I want this and that. And they're like, did you feed your kid? Did you meet? Did you do this? Did you do that? And it's like, okay, guys, I need to know for a second. Like, I can't do this. But
yeah, no, and it's just, it's like literally, I am one of those girls where it's like, if you ask me where I want to eat, I'm going to say, I don't know.
Oh my God, tell me why. When I was pregnant and my husband was in Mexico, my dad would be like, ¿Qué quieres de comer? I'm like, nothing. ¿Qué quieres de comer? I'm like, dude, I'm hungry, but I don't know what. He would get so mad. Like, what do you mean? I'm not going to go read your mind. You've got to tell me what you're going to eat. You can't go unfed and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just don't know. Like, honestly, you tell me, like, oh, his knuckles? I'm like, ugh. I'm like, turn hard. And then, yeah, ugh. I'm like, nothing to my blah. I had so many, like, I had nausea.
Yeah.
It was not good. And it was the hardest thing because I was like, I need to eat, but what do I eat? Like, do I eat rocks? Because at this point, I don't want to eat anything. It's so bad. Like, usually I'm a really good eater, so it's...
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then the freaking, like, what is it called? The cravings? I'm gonna say I'm homeless, but the cravings that you can get is crazy. Like, my oldest, it was always, I had to have pho, or I had to have,
God.
Pho was with all my preferences, I want to say, but with my oldest, I had to have hot and sour soup from Panda. If it was from somewhere else, it was
just from Panda.
It did not taste the same. They would have more chile, or they would have, I don't know, it just didn't taste the same.
Good to know, yeah.
And they don't sell it anymore.
They don't sell the...
No? No, not here. I don't know anywhere else, but I'm like, when I would go, I'm like, they don't have anymore. I'm like, well, thank God I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, I don't go to Panda that often, but I do like sweet and sour soup.
That's good, yeah.
What's the next question?
You know what's another thing another thing that I miss? Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to Perry Juice?
No, isn't that downtown?
So bomb, yeah. I don't know that it's there anymore, but
it's not there anymore. Yeah, I know.
It was so bomb.
I never went there.
I went there with my aunt. Yeah, my aunt used to own Sweet River at Connie's Home.
Oh yeah. I used to work there.
Oh, look at you. I don't remember that.
I used to work at Sweet River.
Yeah. I was working in the office for some time. And my aunt would take me there. And I was like, oh my God, it's so bomb.
Gary Chew's was like your
my favorite jam. Thing. Yeah, it was everything. It had like the soups. It would come with a little soup, the salad, and then your meal. I was like, oh.
Yeah, no, I don't think I ever went there.
I think it's just the flavors that I was like addicted to once I found something I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I love this place. But and then I couldn't take my husband when he came, and he was like, I'm not a fan of it.
Not a fan.
I mean, he'll eat it, but it's not his like go to. That's another thing that I find really hard. Sorry, I almost poked you.
Yeah,
that's another thing that I'm like, why are we always so used to eating the same foods?
My husband's very much like that. Like, he wants to eat the same thing all the time. And I do have, like, friends that are like that as well. But I'm not. I really do like to venture out and try different things.
I was literally, like, last year.
That's my jam.
See? Last year I was like, okay, well, maybe for this year we can do, like, more food of other places and we can try them out.
Yeah.
He was not a fan. We'd go, and he's like, I'm like, what are you going to eat? Nothing. I'm like, what do you mean nothing? He's like, I don't know what's on the menu. So I'd have to translate it, and then he's like, oh, that does not sound good. And I'm like, oh,
well, we should just go together.
Maybe we'll
do that one day. We'll do a little segment of trying new things and giving it our
rating. Oh, I sound like my kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoops, I stole your idea. I'm sorry, honey.
Now I'm hungry, and it's only like 10:40.
Sorry, that was my fault, but...
Okay. So what's one thing on your bucket list?
Oh God, I don't know.
And I didn't know this, but he told me that, so I thought like a bucket list was just like a list of things that you want to do, but I guess it's like a list of things you want to do before you die.
Before you die, before the end of the year, I think you have like a deadline.
Oh, okay, I have to have a deadline.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, and I was thinking like, I've never actually done one, but I searched it up and that's what I found, so I just heard the definition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we doing A or B? Because if we're doing vision board, we can do vision board, we want to do bucket list. But I was like, a bucket list, I feel like it's not as creative, I guess. Or you can just write it down, right? But then you don't really have, it's just a list. I literally did a list of goals at the last vision board party, and I was like, it's just a list. I'm just going to hang the list up. So that's easy.
Yeah. So, lost my train of thought. So what's one thing that's on your bucket list?
What's one thing on my bucket list? Oh, God. I mean, I travel all the time, and I really want to go to, like, different places that I haven't gone to this year. But I don't have, like, an actual destination. I want to be able to, like, spend as much time as I can with my grandma, when she's, really, really old. All my grandparents, obviously, because they're all older. Like, they're all 80-plus, but I would really want to travel out of the normal routine, like usually we go to Mexico, and I mean, I still want to do that, but I want to travel more, you know, and my kids like travel the world as well. But I don't know what I want to do. Like honestly, this year I just want to be more intentional in every single aspect that I do. Like, I don't have one goal. I just everything be more present, because at the same time when I'm on my off days or my mind's just, my mood is off, I can't really feel like I'm there, but I'm not there.
Yeah. I think one of the things for my bucket list, probably a trip too, I want to go to Venice.
Ooh, this year?
No, not this year.
Okay.
No, like
okay.
On my bucket
just
list.
Your
yeah,
whole
like
whole
one day
okay.
before I die.
Okay.
When I can travel for like a long time. No, like the other when I can handle being on a plane for like a long time.
Like if somebody please put me to sleep for all these hours and then I'll be there. My dad wants to go to Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, right now what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
They're going on a. I don't know if you've heard of Padre Marco Gavis, he's a Catholic priest in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
After the pandemic, they started following him and like watching him every day. Yeah.
Okay.
And he does trips to the Vatican, to Mexico City, to different areas. And they went with him last year to Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw all the different Catholic churches and like the cultures and a whole bunch of stuff. Which I thought was pretty cool because I told my mom, like, dude, if they don't do that, you won't go anywhere. Like,
yeah.
Because we have to set it. And we don't really go anywhere but to like our regular places, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, that's cool that they're able to do that. And then this year, they're going to Europe.
Your parents?
Yeah, they're going to
Vatican. Oh, wow.
It's the Jubilee year. I know there's a lot of different thoughts about that.
Yeah.
But I think for them, they're really looking forward to it. And I think that's awesome. I was like, they're meant to be retired and happy and traveling.
Yeah.
It's really hard because they want to leave to Mexico ultimately. And I'm just like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life when they leave.
Is that like their goal to like
they're building they already built their houses, but with all this stuff going on with like political stuff and like if there was ever a war, like mom always tells me like have a backup plan, have another place to live, and if something goes wrong, like my kids are dual citizens, so this is just something that I really
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I made them.
Are you a dual citizen?
Yeah, I am.
I need to do that.
Yeah, I did it because my mom was like, the woman said it loud, you know, like at some point, you guys are all going to have property and whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care for that, but they did it when I was little, so.
Well, you need to have Mexican citizenship to own something in Mexico.
You can own as a foreigner, but you pay much more taxes.
Oh, I didn't know
you
that.
Pay more fees and you pay much more money than you don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, if you were to ever just to leave, you know, it's good to have the dual. If for any kind of emergency or, you know, because I've seen people that had residents that lived in Mexico, the cattle there, but they were born here.
Yeah.
And they were in Mexico and they came back. They're like, well, what are you doing? What are you doing out of the country? You're a U.S. citizen, but if you have dual citizenship, supposedly you have more grounds. I don't know, because you can choose to be where you want to be.
Yeah.
But
I think you can have both. Yeah, you can have both citizenships. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was another thing before you had to pick, but now you can have dual.
Yes.
You can have both. Yeah, no, I want to do that as well, only because of it's also cheaper. Like you don't have to pay taxes when you travel. We travel to Mexico a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have citizenship, you have to pay, you know, taxes and
every single time. Mm-hmm.
Every time. So it's just, it'll make our lives easier. And my husband too says that when we get older, wants to spend more time there than here, like be able to go back and forth
because
we also have like property and stuff there. So. Yeah, I definitely have.
We gotta build our friends. We gotta build our friends, Marla.
Yeah, build our friends. We'll have each other. We'll have each other.
We do have each other.
I have you.
Yes, I'll know you're in the pilot. I know when to bother you with this.
Yeah. Just text me. Anytime. Just, yeah, I'm on my way. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I'll wait for you. You don't have to plan it. Just
like,
I'm on my way.
Okay.
Just a little.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, I know when I was
your husband
and I knocked on the door.
That
should be like, if somebody did this to me, I would die.
Well, because I had just gotten out of the shower.
Oh, that was
funny. I had just gotten out of the shower and I was getting dressed and Yvette came over. She was so sweet. She just surprised me with a Christmas gift. And I just, all I hear was knocking and I wasn't expecting anyone. So I like froze. Like I just froze.
Yeah,
I panicked.
Uh-huh.
And then once I like composed myself, I like got dressed because I was just going out of the shower. And then I like went outside and I didn't see anyone through my hole. So I was like, okay, they're gone.
Yeah.
But then you got texted me and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel horrible.
It was her. This whole time.
I would have known. Yeah. I was
my fault. No, I literally was like, okay, I'll on my way back, I'll stop by. But then I was like, what if she goes and picks up the kids and then I won't see her. And then I didn't see you anyways, but I was like, I just dropped off. I'm here. I'm here because I didn't know what time I was going to come back. So I'm so all over the place. See, and you're very structured, and I should have known that you're structured.
Very structured.
You're structured, and you get scared with that kind of stuff. I'm not so structured, but I still get scared when people knock on the door. And I'm like,
well, you're not expecting anyone, right? Especially if, like, you're just getting out of the shower and you're like, I don't know, it was real scary.
Yeah, that is me. That's my immediate reaction when anybody knocks on the door because nobody knocks on my door.
And you have visitors.
Yeah, nobody knocks on my door.
So if you had to eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, God.
I don't know if it was a meal, but it could be a food type or something.
Oh my God, I don't see. Now I'm trying to get healthy, so if I tell you one thing, but I don't really, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want something to kill me for the rest of my life, but maybe like chicken.
Chicken?
Yeah,
like different kinds of chicken.
Okay, that's a good yeah. Red meat's not as great, but I love it. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to be healthy with this one. If I could only eat one meal for the rest of my life, it would be nachos.
Oh my God, those are so good too. I can't.
Like all kinds of nachos, right? Like you can eat so many things. Oh, I love nachos.
Yeah.
Like the more cheese and the saltier, the better.
Yeah. Oh, yes. My kids are a little bit more picky. They won't like the crunch to it.
Oh, the crunch. Yeah. No, I like
salt. I do whatever. I love nachos. The cheese, oh God.
Yeah.
I love cheese.
Yeah. What's your guilty pleasure, TV show or movie?
I think it's like when I can binge an Netflix series or a novella, but I can't binge, so, I mean, those are like, wishful thoughts or thoughtful?
Wishes? Yeah, wishful thinking.
There we go.
Yeah, I can't really binge things either because I, you know, you have work and kids and a million responsibilities. Right now, I'm really into this show called Younger. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's so good. It's about this woman. I think she's in her 40s, and she gets a divorce, and she has a daughter in college. And she hadn't been working because she'd been a stay-at-home mom for, like, 20 years or something like that.
Mm.
And so she returns back to the workforce as a publisher, and nobody wants to hire her because she's in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So she pretends to be younger.
Mm.
And then they
that's
where the name comes from, Younger. But it's such a good show, and so I usually watch that when I'm at the gym doing my cardio.
Okay, that's awesome. I used to watch Sex Life. Sorry, it's not what it sounds, I promise.
Yeah.
But it was about a couple, I think the girl was working at a club or something in New York. I don't want to push it, but they ended up splitting up and the kids, like raising the kids in the same household, but they would take turns.
Having
the same album. And I thought that was, I've never seen that before, so I was like, oh my God. But it gave me no way love you,
like,
so I don't watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like movies too. I love movies, but I don't know. I like to watch shows when I can.
I can't do movies. I mean, if I something that's like action from the beginning to the end, I will watch it. But if it's something that will put me to sleep in 2 seconds, I cannot. Like, if the room is pitch black and you're putting this like soft music, I'm like, okay. My brain goes to, like, I'm listening to soundscapes and I'm going to bed. And literally, my brother would take me to the movie when I was younger because he loves movies. He took me to Shrek, he took me to all these movies, right? And then by like minute 5 I was knocked out and he's like, you bet. I'm like, oh gosh, sorry. I cried.
You're like my husband, he falls asleep during all of our movies.
Oh, dude, my husband loves movies. And I'm like, I wish I could, but I can't.
We like to watch movies too, especially this weekend. It rained all weekend, so that's like what we did. We watched a lot of movies with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like sick, I was getting over something, so we were just like watching movies. Because also sometimes it's hard to find like shows that everyone agrees on, or like everyone likes, or is appropriate for everyone.
Yeah.
So I feel like with movies, you can. It's a little bit more accessible. You can find things that are a little bit more.
My kids love to go spend the night at my mom's on Fridays, and then sometimes they say Saturday. But they will be like, okay, if we watch a movie, I'll go home.
Oh, really?
They do.
Oh,
they're
they
like,
do?
Yeah, they do. But they're like, if we watch a movie, I'll come back home today.
Oh,
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, so it depends on what time you get home. Because if I'm super tired, I'm like, not today, honey.
That's so funny. They're like, mom will only come home if you watch a movie.
Yeah.
Like
this. Uh-huh. So I'm like, it depends. Because we always have family over on the weekends, which is good, but we also don't get much of a break.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't have any, like, when we don't have anything, I'm like lost. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. I always need something to do too to kind of keep myself busy. Otherwise, I start going down rabbit holes.
That's me.
I start getting depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my life is meaningless. I have
every
birthday.
Symptom, or you're not doing anything, and I go, oh my god, my muscles twitchy. Oh my god, dude, just tell me why. Before I went to bed last night, I was posting something on Instagram, I think. And there was this girl that had surgery. She had her gastric sleeve, some of that.
Oh, you like to lose weight?
Yes.
Oh, she got
so
that.
So she lost weight. Oh, it was a beautiful daughter. That's what it was. So it was a video of them dancing first, and then of course I clicked on it, and then I was like, "What is that, his daughter?" And then I clicked on it, and she like posted about losing hella weight. She lost like 100 and something pounds, but now she has side effects with something's going on with her legs and like all this different stuff. And it's like, and I started freaking out because my legs fall apart sometimes. And I remember, I don't know if I told you, but I was like, oh my god, what do I have? You know? And I'm like, what is it? And it's like fire in your legs, and it can go this, it can go that. And I'm like, and then it starts saying like, oh, diabetes, this could be the cause. I'm like, oh my god, what if? And then I did, I don't know if I told you, but I was feeling pain in like my abdomen, and I called the doctor, and they did a lab work, just make sure I don't have a UTI, if that's not what it is. And then my A1C, when I got there, they're like, oh, your A1C test. I was like, what? I was like, I'm not fasted. And they're like, oh, no, the doctor ordered it. You can eat and you can get the test done. I'm like, and I start panicking because literally my dad has it and my husband has it. And I'm like, I.
Diabetes?
Yeah. So it scares the poop out of me because his mom died from it and his aunt just died from it. So I'm like, oh my God, please don't be that. And
that's scary.
So yeah, so I literally, like, my brain just went out. And when I went to go do the pee test, I couldn't even pee. And I literally was ready to go pee. Like, it was just the weirdest thing. And I was like, I scared myself. So I'm like, dude, if I can't pee, how am I going to do this? So I just left. And I was like, I need to go back into it. I know this is like a health scare, but it's not like, hopefully it's not worst case scenario. But when I got my first anxiety, I was what it was too. I'm like, oh my God, what if it's in diabetes or whatever? And it's something that always freaks me out because I'm like, I don't want to have to deal with that. But I mean, it is what it is.
No, same. My diabetes runs in my dad's side of the family too, so it's always something that's like in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, I don't know, like, I'm always like, I have to work out. Like, be proactive, stay healthy, because it does scare me.
Dude,
sure.
Yes. So the last time I went to get my numbers, I think I was at out of 5, and I think the diabetes is at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Or pre-diabetes, I don't remember, but I freaking freaked out. And I don't know if it was my number or my kid's number. My kid loved carbs. And I was so worried. I told my mom, I'm like, dude, no more juices. She always takes them to get donuts in the morning. I'm like, no more. And I was like, I can't do this. But I can't blame her either. So I'm like, she's a grandma.
Yeah, she's a grandma.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
But then it's like funny because then my dad's like, I got to mom comprar donas. Se me la dieta. ¿Qué estás haciendo? He's like, es que no deja la dona.
Yeah, no, they're not probably good for you every day, but they are good.
Mhm. And that's the thing, like my grandma and my grandpa also have diabetes, and they eat donuts every single day. I'm like, oh gosh, guys, like, I'm so glad they're still here with us, but it's scary.
Yeah.
That is scary.
So if you could switch lives with any celebrity for a day, who would it be and why?
That's a good question. I don't follow celebrities, but if I had all the money in the world, then I'd be one of those rich people. I don't know. Whoever goes to Africa and like donates to those kids that are very, very poor and feeds them and does like all these missions.
So you would be?
Yeah, I would be someone who gives back to the community.
Oh, that's nice. My first thought was like, oh, I want to be Selena's brother so I could go, like Amy, so I could go and be her producer and like work with her.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
But yeah, that was my initial thought. And you're over here like, I want to save the world.
It's just, I see so much bad in the world right now, it like kills my heart, like, with everything going on, and I was like, this is another thing that I don't know if we should talk about or not, but, like, some people need to use their platforms, like, I feel like a lot of people don't understand, like, I was watching reels about the people that were going to the rallies for both political parties, and then some of them didn't know that the undocumented people pay all the taxes, and they're like, how much do you think they pay in taxes, and they're like, none, and they don't pay into our society, they don't do this, they don't do that. But like, little do you know, they pay billions of dollars in your economy, and they're saying, you know, deserve rights, they don't deserve this, and they don't deserve that. But here we are, if they were to retire, they can't collect because they don't have Social Security.
Yeah, I know, I definitely think that's the big misunderstanding, because I know my mom does taxes, she works, you know, that's her job. And so a lot of her clients are people that are undocumented, and they certainly do pay taxes. So that is a big, big misunderstanding. And it is really sad what's going on, so...
our hearts definitely go out to anyone who is afraid at the moment or just feels like, you know, things are uncertain for them.
Yeah, and that was something that I also said, like, because our podcast is called Let's Do It Afraid, hopefully it helps people still live their lives like normal life, because the same type of living in fear is not it. It's like so detrimental to all your health. It can give you pain in different areas of your body. Stress can do so much to your body that we have no idea. Like, honestly, it wasn't until I, like, when is it Tony Robbins? Oh, that would be a great person to be too, but helping people with their mindset and, like, really understanding that we are blessed to be alive, and life can be so much better, and, you know, just focus on the positive, and there's so much more out there for you. You have so much potential that sometimes we're our own burdens, and it's really sad, but it's also an eye-opener for me, that I'm like, I feel like the world is crushing down on me, and I always say, like, there's always somebody out there that has it worse than you, like, somebody that just died would want to be in your shoes, like, honestly.
For sure.
What's a weird or unexpected talent you have?
Lots of weird talents. I'm just kidding. There's a lot of questions that you can't answer. Just kidding. I think my tongue folding. What about you?
Your tongue folding?
Yeah, like the clover in the tongue.
Oh yeah, I can do that. Probably I can touch my nose with my tongue.
I can't do that.
I don't want to know my tongue. It's kind of embarrassing. I'll show you.
That's awesome. Because I tried to. My oldest, with his muscle coordination issues, when he was little, he couldn't, like, he didn't like brushing his teeth. A lot of sensory things with his mouth.
Yeah.
And, like, eating anything that had texture, he would spit out and he would, like, gag. And he still gags here and there. He can't move his tongue. And then he has a really small mouth, so he doesn't have the space for all his teeth. And so when he moves, he can't really articulate all the sounds. And they say that limits his speech, but, I mean, we're doing what we can.
Yeah.
But all my kids have small mouths, so I don't know. But what about, like, is that your own tongue?
I think so. Like a weird one.
I feel like I'm weird in many aspects. I don't like saying normal one anyway, but it's like, I don't know.
I'm very talented. I don't know. I'm not, like, creative.
I'm not either.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of talents, guys, but that's like a weird talent that I have. Yeah. What about you? Did you say?
Yeah, just my
tongue. Oh, okay. That's right.
I think we both have tons of talents.
We'll do a little questions now. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be and why?
I would change my face. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I just would, like, when I'm concentrated, I literally look like I'm about to, like...
Like you're mad?
...have a fit. But I'm not mad, I promise. Like, I just got that from my inheritance. I'm so sorry. If you were to see my grandma's concentrated, you would see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
What about you?
It would probably be to not be so, like, rigid and, like, organized.
Really?
I mean, I know it's a good quality to have, but the cool one, like, I wish that I could just, like, fly by the
I need to get organized. Probably, I think what you're trying to say is, like, not being
chill.
So stressed out when things go out of spectrum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, just to be a little bit chill, a little bit more relaxed.
I think I just went through hell and back, that I'm just so used to chaos that I'm like, whatever. Like, when I had my oldest, I know I was talking about my parents, but literally they, like, saved my life and they made me strong, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I always say that. They gave me purpose and they, like, they paved the way to be who I am now. And probably, I mean, not just them, but my parents and my family and everybody that has ever helped me or gave me inclusive fun circles.
Yeah.
But I would say my kids, because, like, my oldest had, I think, honestly, like, 3 or 4 surgeries when he was little, like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And it, like, literally changed my life, because every single time you go under anesthesia, I, like, literally was so scared for my life. But thank God, like, we have technology nowadays that is more advanced and, like, you know, all of that stuff. So I just feel like every single time, like, I didn't think of the risks or the, like, long-term effects of anything. Like, I just wanted him to get better and everything that he had. Night terrors. They literally told me he had epilepsy. He had night terrors. I gave him medicine for 2 years for the wrong thing.
Oh, wow.
And it messed up his teeth. He had 7, when he was 2 or 3, he had to get crowns. And he had to go under surgery for that. And then his asthma. And I think it was, like, his adenoids got removed and, like, his thing, so he had sleep apnea too, so he just went through so many things that I was like, well, he made me stronger, and, like, if he could get out of it, then I mean, my problems or whatever things I have in my mind are small, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah. It puts things into perspective.
Yeah, because he never loses hope, and that's one thing that I'm like, my kid is so resilient.
Yeah, he is.
What's a tattoo that you would want to get?
I want to get my kid's name.
Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, I do. I just have one on my arm. But I want to get my kid's name on me. But I haven't gotten it yet because, you know, crap with jerks of the money. That's good.
Crap with jerks of the money.
I'm just kidding. I am an in-law because I'm like, I'm such a bad mom. I'm such a this. I'm such a that. And then my mom's like, what are you doing? ¿Por qué te ves? Tu cuerpo es un sagrado. What is it called? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't know what it is, but I'm like, I really want more, but.
Yeah, I want one. I have one. No, I have two. But I would like to get more. But the last time I got a tattoo, my husband had talked to me for like a week.
Are you serious? I remember when I met my husband, he was like, no me gustan las mujeres que fuman, no me gustan las mujeres tatuadas, no me gusta esto. I'm just like, okay. And then he got tattoos and I was like, okay, well, if you can get a tattoo, why can't I? Like, what is the difference, you know?
Well, that's the thing is, he was like, I told you I didn't like girls with like a bunch of tattoos, and you already have two of them, and he's so upset with me. So that's like the only thing that keeps me from getting another one, but I would really like to get, well, actually two, I would like to get my kids things as well, or something that has to be for the children.
Yeah.
And then I would also like to get my favorite Bible verse, which is 2 Timothy 1:7, where it's like, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Because I just like to remind myself, like,
That's another thing.
Afraid.
I need to grow in my religious, I don't know what you're talking about, but, amen. Like, I go to church, but I'm like, mom, I'm like, he's gonna let me down. I'm like, mom, how, when, what time, like, mine's in Spanish, and then, I like the Spanish because that's how I learned Spanish by reading it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there's some words in there that I just can't dissect and I have to translate. So if I have to do extra work, I'm just like, I'm not doing this. But there's also like apps, I heard.
Yeah, there's a Bible app. I have that on my phone.
You know something that I didn't have a question about, but I don't want it to be controversial?
Yeah.
I know there's people that believe in other religions, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, do they use the same Bible? And when you do the Bible study, is that Catholic Bible study or you just...
No, I do a Bible study with my friend who is Christian, but it is the same Bible.
Oh.
Yeah, so the Christian Bible and the Catholic Bible is the exact same Bible.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I was lost.
Yeah.
Do they somehow conflict and like change their beliefs?
No, I mean, I don't think so, because I mean, we've never... No, because I think I'm pretty like rooted in my Catholic faith. So it would take a lot to like, you know, kind of steer me away from
that. Well, that's what I would say, but
I mean, no, it's never like disrespectful. It's never
okay.
Like...
Okay. I just didn't know how that worked because one of my brothers was really, really Catholic and then he became Christian.
Yeah.
And then after that he became an atheist and then, he went in different paths and my mom was like, it was really hard on my mom because she's like, I know you guys are Catholic. I don't know what the heck happened to you guys. Like, how do you let your little friends come and convince you differently and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she's like, I worked my butt off for you guys to have faith and for you guys to understand because when I was little, like my grandpa, her grandpa, they would walk from Jalisco to Cotija and they would see like the storms coming and then my great grandpa would like grab some kind of, what do you call them? A plant and they would pray and they would pop it and then they would somehow deflect, or it would somehow redirect.
Yeah,
the water. I don't know if it was thunderstorms or what it was, but it would like, they would pray to the gods, to the water.
Yeah.
But it was somehow related to the religion and the Catholic faith, and I was like, what? So it's like really interesting, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't feel like I know much about, like, I did go to Catecismo and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know that I really learned it that way.
Religion is a giant. What's your favorite way to celebrate your birthday?
I just like having my family around. I think it's so thick. Like, I always have a big family.
Yeah.
Just having everybody come around and seeing them, I think is really big for me. And also going out, like on my actual birthday, we'll go out and eat somewhere with my kids and my husband and my parents sometimes, just depending on their schedules.
Yeah.
But for the most part, my mom always does like a comida, and my brothers, I feel like, have outgrown it, that they don't really like that, but people don't come around as often. I mean, I hang out with my parents all the time.
Yeah.
And my uncles and my aunts and everybody. So, I feel like I'm just used to it, and they don't really do it, so then they're like, oh, I don't need it, or, you know, I don't know.
Like, they don't, it's like, your mom will offer, like, oh,
my mom always does,
like,
for everybody.
Like,
she always wants parties. She always wants everybody to get together. And so she'll call, like, oh, the guests, but the guests, but the guests, but the guests. And sometimes they're like, oh, I just want food, or I want money, or, like, because mom was like, oh, no, nada. Like, they always say, like, no me hago nada. And then she's like, no, 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 I need to see you, and I want to make you food, and, you know.
Yeah. And do they usually have
a and sometimes it's just me, like, just immediate, like, me and my kids and my brothers and my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's everybody. It just depends.
Yeah. Well, my favorite, I don't like parties.
Yeah.
I like birthday parties. I really don't like gifts. Like, I don't like...
Oh, you did tell me about the gifting part.
Like, I don't really like gifts because I don't know, like, I just feel like I'm a really, like, picky person. And I don't know, like, to me, sometimes it just feels awkward, like,
receive
gifts.
Okay.
Yeah, to receive gifts. So...
Sorry.
No, you're
fine. I
didn't
give you a Christmas gift.
No,
I hope you like it.
No, I did. I loved it. I use that little blanket every day that I have. I'm just kidding. No, I loved it, but...
A little humor.
It's just... Yeah, sometimes it's like a little awkward for me, so I don't like birthday parties for that reason, because I don't want anyone to get me a gift. I like going on trips.
Do you think there's a center of attention in anyone?
Yeah, I don't like to be the center of attention, which is weird because I'm a Leo, and supposedly we'd love...
I don't believe in that stuff, but I mean, I tell everybody,
Whichever one's like, oh, you know, Leos are like, yeah, I don't like, I'm definitely not a Leo in that sense. I don't like to be the center of attention. But yeah, no, I like going on trips, so I like, I think last year we went to the... To Monterey? Okay. Or no, sorry, Fort Bragg, which is a really pretty, like,
beach. Oh, there's a lot from there.
Really?
Yeah.
Fort Bragg.
Yeah.
So, and then this year, I don't know where we'll go, but definitely somewhere. I don't like to be home on my birthday. I like to get away.
Okay.
Go on a little trip somewhere.
Yeah, no, I think for my 30th, I really wanted to go to Vegas, but then I had COVID in about a month.
I love
Las Vegas. Like, I went for the first time in my life. That was the first outing I ever did, but we did it. Like, for just me and my husband, but we went with all my siblings, so we met them there.
Yeah.
And then we were there for, like, 3 days, I think it was, all we did. And that was the first time I ever left my kids, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But.
You should. Las Vegas is fun.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the most important lesson you've learned from a mistake?
We all make mistakes, like, forgive and forget, but sometimes I don't forget, and I'm bad at that. It's like, you have to remember that everybody's human, and we all have, like, we all learn, and that's the thing that always keeps me, like, touching my face, because I'm like, this is, like, it makes so much sense. Like, we all are living our different paths, but at the same time, it's, like, interesting to me how everything coexists, and everyone, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own train of thoughts, and I understand, and I try to respect everybody, but then when it comes to, it's hard when I say that, because then it comes to, like, immigration stuff, and I'm like, we were all immigrants, like, nobody was ever born here, except for the Native Americans, and then they tried to take their rights, it's like, But that's, outside of that aspect, I'm just, like, I'm trying to just be advocates for people that don't, that can't really put themselves out there, or that do, but then they're, like, you don't know what comes after that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I'm saying, sorry.
No, you're fine. See, it's hard. It's hard to, like, do this and talk and
I'm, like, sitting here, I'm like, oh, my goals. And but
it's hard. It's not
I'm not creative. I told you that.
Yeah. Like, I can only focus on one thing, but it's kind of hard. Sometimes I have to stop and, like, actually think about what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important lesson I've learned from a mistake, I don't know if it's, like, necessarily a mistake that I've done, but kind of just always putting other people's needs before mine. You know, I think I've learned that I kind of have to, like, we say this all the time, but I need to fill my own cup first.
Yeah.
And I think because I wanted to, you know, like, do everything for my kids and make their life so easy and so perfect.
Dude, that's not normal.
Yeah. But then it's like, but what am I teaching them? You know, that they can never do things for themselves. So that really kind of changed my perspective, and now I'm trying to be different, because I want them to know that it's okay to do things for themselves, and they shouldn't feel bad about it.
Yep. I think that's good. We lead by example sometimes, and I And so if we're not doing certain things that way, you know, it's like, it can go down another path, and it's just a rat race sometimes, so I try to just focus, hone in on what I'm really trying to do, and I think it's hard, but...
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go back to a little... Would you rather?
Okay.
So, would you rather live without your mobile or your computer?
Rather live without my computer.
Yeah.
And I know it has all my work and stuff, but I mean, I can get quick books on my phone if I really need it. I mean, there's ways around everything, and I feel like mobile I would need because in case of emergency. I know tablets work too, but my thing is always like, you know, my brain goes to worst case scenario, and if I don't have my phone, I like lose it.
Yeah, same. I think I would rather have my phone than my computer. I could live without my computer, and then I might even be happy that I don't have to work all the time.
It literally happened to me when I went to La Posada in Windsor last year. I forgot my phone. I was such in a hurry that I was running late because my kids always want to end up coming with me. And I'm like, having to leave them at the door. And I'm like, dude, we cannot do this right now. And so it's hard. And I tell my husband all the time, like, I wish I could, but I can't. Like, and my husband couldn't have, but my little boy was like tied to my hip and wanted to go with me everywhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Yeah. Would you rather go to jail for a year or be homeless for a year?
I'd be homeless.
Oh, I think really?
I would not want to go to jail. I'm scared of cops. Like, I know, like, that's something that, you know, I don't know if it's the immigration line or what it is, but I feel like I was literally trying to help the people at the school, like the parents.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to, like, find some kind of way to get rid of the fear within the community that still lingers. It still lingers years after whatever. And here we are again. Now we're coming back to square one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wish I could, but I can't. Like, you know, it's hard.
Yeah. I think I'd rather go to jail because I don't know, I would be kind of scared to be homeless, you know, like, not having a place, at least in jail, I would have a place to sleep. I would have my three meals.
Like, back in the days, people would sleep anywhere.
That's true.
That's something that
I
just, like,
I feel like I wouldn't even be able to sleep.
I'd be scared in jail. I'm trying to watch my back because people are crazy. But that's just me.
You're right. I don't know.
Like, I'm just like, I see all the horror stories and I'm like, yeah, I would not want to be jail. You just never know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would never want to go to jail, but if I had to, I think, I don't know. If I was homeless, I might commit some sort of, like, small crime.
Yeah.
Like, really minor, like, killing a candy bar. Just so I can go for a little bit.
Yeah.
At least in the cold months, and then in the summertime, just let me out, and then I'll be homeless.
Yeah.
Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
This is really hard. I think I would lose my memory. I think it'd be really hard not to see anything.
Yeah, I think I would. Oh god, that's a hard one. Yeah.
Because, like, I would have to rely on my ears, and then what if somebody, like, my thing is always like, what if somebody doesn't do it the way it's supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
If I can't see, then I'm like screwed.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Same. I probably would want to lose my memory because I don't know, like, just the thought of never seeing my husband's face or my kid's face. Like, or like my grandkid's face one day, you know, like that. I would want to see what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
But then you won't be able to, like, know who they are.
Exactly. I'm just wondering. I think there's people that can live like they're really strong. I feel like, I don't know, maybe not until they're, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
would you rather lounge by the pool or the beach?
By the beach.
Mm, same.
Yeah, I mean, we went on vacation, and my mom was like, I don't like that, Anna. I don't like this, I don't like that, and I'm like, yeah, but this is how I ground myself, like, a pool I can do, and it's good for my body and my muscles, but I need the beach.
I know, I need the beach, too. I love the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
I just hate the mess and all that jazz.
Like, getting sand everywhere is a little bit more messy, yeah.
But
would you rather have a pause or a rewind button in your life?
Pause.
Same.
I think I want to soak it in.
Yeah. Same. I think most people would, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. At least when you get to our age, like, I don't want to make my life go by any faster than it's already going, you know?
Yeah, that's me.
Maybe if I was, like, 12 still, I might want to forward it, but
yeah.
I definitely know not. Now you just, or rewind, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like you just want to be present for as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, that's me too.
Would you rather have a 1 minute conversation with your past self or your future self?
I think my past self.
Same.
I think I've been like, it's been hard to sit back and reflect.
Mm-hmm.
So having that conversation and that time to analyze would be great. I know we do have it, but we just don't prioritize it, you know?
Yeah, same. I'd rather have a conversation with old Myra.
Because right now we're manifesting on the vision board. But.
Give her a little heads up of what's coming up. Would you rather be YouTube famous or TikTok famous?
Oh God. I think TikTok because it's faster growing. I don't even know if that makes sense, but
yeah,
it's growing faster than the other. But
YouTube.
Yeah, but also like the YouTube, I feel like you have a longer video span versus when you're on TikTok, things have to be faster.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I feel like nowadays the people's attention span is shorter.
Yeah.
So they, I don't know if they will watch the whole video.
The whole YouTube video.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I think I would want to be YouTube famous only because we don't know what's gonna happen with TikTok.
That too, but I don't know. Knowing how these people are so corrupt.
Yeah.
We should not want anymore.
Would you rather live in a world where it constantly snows or it always rains?
Rains. Snow can like get you paralyzed, kind of.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I like snow, but I don't when there's a snowstorm.
Yeah. Same. I'd rather have rain.
Would you rather live in a world without music or a world without movies?
A world without movies is fine for me. I don't watch movies.
I like both, but I don't think I could live in a world without music. Music is such an important part of my life and my mood. I'd rather live in a world without movies because
okay.
I love music. And I don't know, music just like changes your whole day. You know, if you've
yeah.
got a good song,
mm-hmm.
you can have a good day. Or sometimes if you want to have a good cry, you need to put on a good song and just have a good cry. So
yeah.
I definitely would want, I don't think I would want a world without music.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather only be able to text or call for the rest of your life? Like text people or call people?
I don't know, I like their voice. I feel like I'm right next to them, but then the text, sometimes it depends who it is and how many times.
Who is gonna be texting me or calling me?
Right, it just depends. Like it just depends on who it is and like if I don't have that comfort with you, like if I just met you, just text me.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Because I don't really know you that way.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer texting too, but I think if I had to choose, I would choose having a phone call because I do want to hear people's voices.
Yeah, you know? That's me too. I think I'm old school.
Yeah. Dream vacation, beach getaway or mountain? I think we're talking about that beach, right? We like more of the
beach. Yeah, I like beach.
Yeah. I'm not a big mountainy girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like going on hikes, but not while I'm on vacation.
Okay.
Don't take me on a hike one more time.
What about camping? You don't want me to take you camping?
No.
On a hike?
No.
Okay.
I don't
want
to go camping.
Okay. It's just a question.
Unless
just
it's like,
take you.
No, yeah, how would you take me? If it's like one of those fancy, what are they called? Glamping? I can do glamping.
Oh, you don't like camping?
I don't think I would know.
Really?
I don't sleep on the floor.
Your husband never did that either?
No, we've never done that.
What?
Yeah.
I can't believe you.
You've never been invited. What are you going to invite me?
Oh, okay. Well, don't tell me that. I'm
going to
invite you, girl. Yeah, we go every, I think it's every September and every May, so every holiday that.
Oh, like the Labor Day?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll start planning then.
Yeah, we just go, like my parents and my padrinos, and then we, like the kids play in the nature. It's like a good way to disconnect
yeah.
from everything, even though they ask for tablets later, but.
Probably I've just never really done it. I think maybe I would like it if I did it more. I've just never really done it.
Yeah, I know it's fun. It's it like gets us out of our comfort zone sometimes,
yeah.
and then like out of our phones and just connecting and disconnecting from the world when there's so many damn things going on. Sorry, maybe
yeah.
I'm cursing today, but it's like it's hard and everybody's going through a million things and
yeah, for sure. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I was an early bird, and I think right now I'm a combo depending on what I need to do, but night owl because when the kids are sleeping, I can be more productive at work, but when they're awake, I feel like I need to be, like, it's just not that I have to be with them, but I feel guilty when I'm not with them. I don't know, it's the weirdest thing. Sorry, it's just
no, I didn't
how my life
yeah.
is right now.
I am more of an early bird. I have more energy in the morning.
I do. Yes, that's right. One thing, I do have energy in the morning more.
Do you like fancy dinners or taco trucks?
I have plans of dinners. I'll do taco trucks. I think I prefer fancy dinners because we don't do them as often.
Okay. I like taco trucks.
Okay. Yeah, it just depends on what we're doing. But
I don't like it. I don't want to do my hair and my makeup.
I love doing my hair and makeup. Really?
I do it for you and that's about it.
Ooh, make it so special. I love it though. And it's just, I don't know what it is, but depending on where we're going or what, but like if we're going camping, then I don't do it. Dude, I say my makeup. I don't do it. I'm just like, everybody else is dead. Okay, I'm fine.
Well, yeah, no, you're gonna go camping. You are gonna take you a full.
I've taken. I'm telling you, my husband's like, why are you doing that? When are you getting work? And I'm like, oh, well, my spot.
Just in case we decide to go to a fancy dinner.
Yeah.
While we're camping.
Because we've gone to church before, and I'm like, is this the aisle? Like, okay, whatever.
To church?
Yeah.
From camping?
Yeah. We went to Alexander Valley last time, and there was a church in Cloverdale.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are...
That's how I got my kids in the catechism over there. It just happened to be a weekend of doing two over there.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll take it. I was like, okay.
Okay. That works.
Yeah, no, I don't... Yeah, if I'm all dirty, I'm not going to go.
Yeah. No, we went anyways, because God loves us anyways.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is very true, yes. So do you like to stay in and Netflix or go out and dance?
Stay in Netflix. I like dancing. I love dancing, but
really?
I will also do Netflix. Yeah, we go to the casinos here and there to dance.
You go to the casino?
Yeah.
Oh.
When we can, but we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather stay in every day of the week.
Really?
I don't want to do my hair for me.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, is it just like you dread it or you just, I don't know.
I don't know, I just love being home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like being home. So I'm always out and about.
I mean, I guess it depends, like on the weekends, and on Sunday, I don't like to be home. I want to go out and I want to do something with my family.
Okay.
But any other day, I'm good being home. I don't know, I'm a homebody, I like being home.
Okay.
I like more of like smaller, like I don't mind if it's like going to dinner at my mom's or like going to a family event where it's like a smaller gathering.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love socializing with people that way.
Mm-hmm.
Where I could like talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And like a dance where it's like super loud and there's so many people. No.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
But I do like to go to the casino sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like just to like play and hang out.
Yeah.
I usually don't play. My husband plays. I usually just have like a cute little drink in my hand and just kind of walk around and chill.
Oh, okay.
So do we want to say kind of like what we put on our vision board?
Yeah.
And share?
Okay.
So we'll show you guys a picture of what we did, but it might be nice to just kind of talk a little bit about it. I wrote a lot of things, like, you know, I typed up words that I wanted to kind of do during the year. So I do love to travel. The three places this year that for sure we'll be going to is Maui.
Awesome.
And then we'll be going to Mexico, and we will be going to Oregon because my daughter wants to go to, or she's thinking about going to college in Oregon. So we're going to go check it out and see if she likes it. Another thing that I put is that I want to do more trips to the beach and the lake because I love the water. And I just, I don't know, it's like a happy place for me. So this year I want to do more of that. I also put that I want to have more dates, like with my husband.
Well, I did also want to do that.
We don't date often.
I thought you guys did Wednesdays. Did that fall off?
We used to. For a long time, we used to have like a Wednesday date.
Okay.
But that kind of fell off once I had my son.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's a lie. I would see you guys go out.
On Wednesdays?
Yeah. Well, my grandma lived right there.
Oh, well, oh yeah, yeah. Well, when my sister-in-law lived with us,
so
she used to help me. Like she would stay there with the kids.
I see.
Yeah,
I helped you. Okay.
But then once she moved out in 2020, we kind of stopped.
Okay.
Well, and also 2020, I think everything stopped.
Everything stopped. Yeah,
COVID stopped everything, and so then we just didn't do it anymore. We didn't really pick it up.
Okay.
But I do want to do maybe not like weekly, because I think it got to be a little too much.
Yeah.
It was like too much.
But it's also prioritizing yourself.
I know, but it was just, my husband's really busy, he works a lot, so
yeah.
It was just kind of like, I don't know, it got to be a little bit too much, but at least once a month,
mm-hmm.
and once a month is good to do more dates.
Okay.
And then I also put that I want to start each day and end each day with a little, like something positive. So like, when I start my day, instead of starting it on my phone, I want to start it with like, either reading.
Well, I heard that Casey Norman said.
Yeah, like either... I don't know, like maybe just like listening to like quiet music and like meditating or talking to God and kind of ending my day that way as well, so it's not like on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also want to eat by myself at least once a month. I know we've talked about this, like the importance of like eating
yes.
by yourself or like
mm-hmm.
taking yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to run 1 minute more each week. So for example, if this week I'm running 15 minutes, then next week I would run 16 minutes, and then
17. Oh, wow, you're doing
what that is. Yes, Sandra, I love it. So I really do, I have been running more and I want to continue that.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to have more pictures of me in them because I don't take enough. I do take pictures of my family, but I don't take a lot of pictures with myself in them, so I want to do that more. I want to read 50 books this year. I want to call or text my parents more. Both of my parents give me a hard time that I don't call them or text them enough. So I want to be a better daughter.
Yeah.
And then I want to say no more. So I put that. I want to say no more. So like just, I think we talked about this in our episode with Maida, where she's like, you know, you say no, and then you kind of sit there with like that, just sit there with that feeling of uncomfortable because it is a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Just like sit with that, and then you're gonna be fine. You know, move on. You can say no. And then I also put that I want to get at least 5 more followers from the podcast page. So I'm like,
I think that'll be easy.
Five more, not too much.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What about yours? Do you have any that you want to highlight?
I think I just want to grow in every aspect, and then I did like love like the day nights that you were talking about. Same thing. Like I think it's been a while that I mean, my mom would always tell me like, oh, you guys are able to go to this. I'll watch them go to this.
Well, especially because
and I was like, no, why do I want to do that? Like I want to be with my kids, and you know, and I got really used to that. So
yeah.
I need to now do what my mom said. I'm going a little bit backwards now, but
I should listen. Well, you should, especially because, like you said, your kids usually stay the night once a week.
Yeah, well, I'm with my parents all the time, so we'll go over to my mom's, like, we all go, and then they'll just sleep over.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
And I'm always like, you should go out, you should go do this. And I'm like, yeah, I should, but I'm tired, or, you know, there's always
something to do.
So, it's just finding the time to do things, I guess.
Yeah. Anything else on your vision board?
It's just a mental health, like, see the positive in everything that we do and, like, not focus so much on the negative. I think it's really hard when you fall into those rabbit holes and it's like, how do I get back out, you know? Like, the usual, I think we get so used to being in that stage, or at least I have gotten used to it, and I'm like, no, I need to get myself back out. Like, this is not something that always motivates me. I'm like, oh, my parents didn't come over here and risk their lives for this, you know? Like, this is the way we prepared them back. And I actually got brought up at a family meeting recently. Like, our parents and grandparents didn't come all the way over here for us to be going through all these conflicts. It's like, they want to see us happy. And if they see us going back, like, having issues, then they all get affected. And they, you know what I mean? Like, it affects everybody, whether you want to realize it or not.
Yeah.
And so it's like, no, we got to be better at how we're, you know, doing things and making people our priorities and doing things with purpose, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big one, doing things on purpose, intention, faith, rest, strengthening my faith in my religion, and then choosing to be happy no matter the circumstance. I think it's really hard sometimes when we're so caught up in all these different, you know, scenarios, but it's not that I'm the world, and it's something that I always tell myself. Like, as hard as things would be, I can be in like the darkest moments and I pull myself back out. I'll pull myself back out of it, in other words.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's only one day, it's only one moment, like, it's gonna get better.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, just doing more of what I love is what I put, and actually mean it. Throw kindness around like confetti.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw a post recently. Her name is Celeste Stylist on Instagram. And she's a hairstylist. She shared her story about her mom had somebody who's a parent, and so they would be able to get around certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, she would call me grandpa.
Oh, okay.
And he was a big part of her life, and that it's not just that they're coming in here and invading. Like, if they have a better life, they're doing it for their kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of the times people just don't really know. I guess they don't take the time to understand.
Yeah.
And make myself proud and doing some fitness. Getting myself back out of, like, comfort routine and throwing myself out there somehow. I know I do a million things and people are probably like, what do you mean? But, you know, sometimes people have smiles on their faces and they're really going through So be kind, please, guys, because you just never know what people are going through. And I always do that to myself. Like, I tell myself, like, you gotta be nice. Some people just, you know, may have it up to them. Then I'm like, people do that to me, but it's just that I am. It's like, it's fine, like, I'm not gonna fight over that. You know what I mean? Like, it could be worse.
Yeah, yeah. But I do agree. You never know what somebody's going through. So definitely be kind. In a world where you can be anything, be kind. That's the quote. Yeah. They have that at my son's school.
I love that.
I love that. Okay, so hopefully you guys will tag us in some of your vision board pictures. We would love to see them. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, hit that like button, email us, let us know your thoughts. And like I said, if you guys want to see more of these episodes of Yvette and I together or just doing, you know, fun things like this, please let us know.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. And if you have any questions, send us a message. We also have like a template that we use for ours. So if you don't have any kind of ideas, we can definitely share that with you. And if not, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.